Units 3 and 4. Part 2. Listening.
Вы услышите разговор двух друзей. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений с A1 до A7 соответствуют содержанию текста true, какие не соответствуют false, и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. Not stated.
Robbie, what's your house like?
It's pretty normal, Jane. There's a kitchen, a living room, a dining room, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a garage. How about yours?
My house is almost the same, but there are 4 bedrooms and there isn't a garage. What's your living room like? Is it nice?
Yes, it is. There's a sofa, a chair, and a TV. There's also a DVD player and a games console.
Oh, a games console? That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's great. We've got a big table for the TV, and the games console is next to it. What about your living room?
Well, there is a big red sofa and 2 chairs. One of the chairs is an armchair. It's very nice. There is also a TV and DVD player in the living room, but we haven't got a games console. My sister's got a CD player, but it's in her bedroom on her desk.
Haven't you got a CD player, Jane?
No, I haven't. I usually just listen to my sister's. We use it when we do aerobic exercise in her bedroom.
Oh, I see. Do you like aerobic exercise?
Yes, I can do it very well. My sister can too. We usually exercise for 30 minutes before dinner.
Does your body hurt after you finish?
Not a lot. My legs and feet hurt a bit, but I feel great.
Oh, that's good. My friend Paul and I usually kick the ball round his garden for about an hour before dinner. It's great fun, unless I fall and hurt my hand, like I did the other day.
Oh, no. Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine. I can't write very well at the moment, though. It was my right hand. It still hurts, but at least it's the only thing that hurts.
Be careful out there. You don't want to hurt something else, like your back or neck.
Thanks, Jane. I'll keep that in mind.